Hello, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And we continue to celebrate National Marriage Week, which is from every February 7th to February 14th. Today, February 12th, is actually World Marriage Day. So let us continue to pray this at-home marriage retreat 2023, which was issued by the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, or the USCCB. Today, we pray day 6 of the retreat, and the topic is resolving to change our ways. So today is day 6 of the retreat, resolving to change our ways. Let us begin. This sixth habit calls couples back to the promise they made to each other at their wedding. It's the call to resume the hard work of changing our lives for God, our spouse, and our children, with our wedding promises as our anchor. It should move our hearts toward a deeper commitment to the Lord, followed by a renewed resolve to change our lives out of love for Him. Our relationship with Christ. A comparison to the promises we made in marriage, let us consider how we also make a promise to God in the celebration of the Mass. After the Liturgy of the Word, we usually recite the Creed. The Creed is the climax of the Liturgy of the Word, at which time we restate our beliefs and commitment to them with our lives. The Creed is our profession of faith and a renewal of our baptismal vows to God. We are called to ponder the commitment we made to God in the presence of our family and friends, and to live out these teachings of Christ in our world today. The Creed is not only what we believe, it is also our victory cry. It is what we dedicate ourselves to every time we say Amen, or with some forms of the Creed when we say I do. It should be a statement of what we believe and are willing to die for at any moment. These premises are what so many saints in the past held on to as they were persecuted, tortured, and killed. The Creed should inspire us to persevere in making our lives a living witness to our Lord and Savior. It should inspire us not only to live our faith, but to proclaim it to the whole world in word and in deed. The Creed should be declared with a heart resolved to live out God's will. So it raises the question, are we willing to do whatever it takes to live out a more loving and Christ-centered life from this point on? First read and ponder the words of Our Father prayer. Through this prayer, we are asserting that we want God's will to be done here on earth as it is in heaven. Are we willing to do what it takes for His will to be accomplished through us? Often, this means a denying of ourselves and taking up our cross to follow His commands to love and sacrifice for others. Are we ready to do this? When we state, "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us," are we ready to start truly forgiving others who have hurt us, knowing that God will forgive us in the same manner we forgive others? God calls us to a heart that is contrite and humble, one that is searching to become more like Christ-like. He is calling us to recommit our hearts and lives to Him, but resolving to change our lives and to improve our relationship with Him out of love. In this prayer, we seek the gift of being fed by our Eucharistic Lord as we ask Him to Give us this day our daily bread. Lastly, we state our dependence upon Him for help in changing our sinful actions that separate us from Him, and ask Him for the grace to live our lives better, as we conclude with, "And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Christ Himself gave us this perfect prayer. It not only acknowledges our commitment to and our love and honor for God, but also declares the way in which we want our lives to reflect His will. This recommitment and resolve enables us to more profoundly enter into the reception of our Lord in the Eucharist, and is a great model for building our marital union with our earthly spouse, our relationship with each other. For true healing to occur in a marriage that is emotionally unfed, it must undergo a transformation. Since sin has been at the center of all interpersonal relationships since the fall of man and woman in the Garden of Eden, every relationship is forced to deal with the complications that come from it. Whether we like it or not, we all sin and we all need daily grace in order to fight against our sinful inclinations. If we don't intentionally work against them, they tend to become deeply rooted patterns in our lives that can be very difficult to remove or change. Therefore, we must undergo a transformation in order to find healing. Being committed to the promises that we made to our spouse in marriage is critical for building a Eucharistic marriage. It is one thing to say that we are sorry for the mistakes we have made. Without a determination to change our negative behaviors, however, we communicate to our spouse that we are not truly sorry nor serious about making things better in our relationship. We can ask for forgiveness, and we can be forgiven. But if we don't start changing the patterns that create our original problems, then we will eventually find ourselves moving away from building marital unity. Our old destructive patterns will keep us stuck in the cycle of marital divisions. Instead, by amending our negative patterns, we work towards healing and rebuilding a broken trust. Spouses are in this journey together to encourage each other, to pick each other up, to care for the wounds along the way, to be joyful during success, to cry during sorrow, and to help each other discover one's deepest desires in the midst of learning how to deeply love God and each other. Every day should be a recommitment of our lives to our spouse. Our marital promises should drive us to make the changes necessary to eliminate barriers to our love, and to build up new ways to generously serve one another. Now here are the discussion questions for today. First, what is one pattern in your life that you would like to change for the sake of our relationship, and how can I be supportive of you accomplishing this? What tools can we utilize to keep our marriage growing and on a healthy path? Third, this week, let us seek to intentionally make changes to certain behaviors that will benefit our marriage. Let us close this retreat in prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, help us to walk this journey of making our marriage wholeheartedly into a Eucharistic marriage. Help us to recognize the patterns in our own life that are destructive to our marriage, and give each one of us, the strength and the knowledge to change them. Help us to always keep our wedding promises ever in our heart, so that we may motivate us to give honor and love to each other. We offer this prayer all to you, Lord Jesus, through Mary and in union with Saint Joseph. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. A quick comment on this, and I think I mentioned it before, is that every morning, husband and wife, spouses, wake up and recommit themselves to making their marital relationship, marital bond, work. To make their relationship with each other work. To make their family work. And sometimes it's harder, some days are harder than others. Some days are more of a struggle than others. You know, many spouses believe that they come into a marriage giving 50-50 of each other to combine to make 100. But it's more than that. When we make our vows, we say our vows, we take our vows on our wedding day, we're committing 100% of ourselves to each other. And on those days when one person cannot commit 100%, when they can only commit 80% on that day because of illness or something that's going on in their own, in their life, that at work, something that's stressing them out, then the other spouse will have to make up that 20% and give 120. That's how marriage can survive the test of time, the difficulties and challenges of life, but in the end is so well worth it to share in the many joys and love that, you know, husband and wife share with each other. So every morning, you know, let us make a commitment to love our spouse, to love one another, to love our family, and to resolve to make the changes needed so that we put God first in our life, our spouse next, and then our children, to recommit ourselves to each other and to ask for God's grace to help us in those times, because we cannot do this on our own. We need our Lord's help. We need the Holy Spirit. We need God at the center of our life and our marriage. And so today's retreat really reminds us of the vows that we take and also our promises that we make with God and with each other. Thank you again for joining me. And I wish you a blessed day and enjoy celebrating World Marriage Day. And let us continue tomorrow with day 7, the final day of this at-home marriage retreat. But today, we just completed day 6. And today, we talked about the topic of resolving to change our ways. Have a blessed day. God bless.